You think you can walk up over these steps?
Yeah. Come on.
Up out now. Good talking to her. Talk to her, encourage her.
Do you think you have what it takes to be an alpaca handler? 8-year-old Bailey Iacuzzi seems to have the knack, judging by the way she's getting Sahara the alpaca around this obstacle course. Bailey's never handled an alpaca before, and Sahara has never done the steps.
And move your hand up closer to the buckle.
Hello, I'm Callie Buchanan. Alpacas are becoming an increasingly popular animal to have on acreage, both as family pets and for primary production. And that's prompted the Australian Alpaca Association to run a series of handler workshops like this one at Bundaberg in Queensland.
Remember where songs around alpacas, they'll stand on your toes and they hurt.
They're introducing the next generation of young alpaca enthusiasts to the joys of owning and training their animals. What do you like about them?
That they're fluffy.
So what have you learned so far?
That they can spit if they get angry.
If I'm handling an alpaca, what are the key tips? What are the things I should watch out for?
That they can stand on you.
Would that hurt?
Yeah.
Is it fun though?
Yeah.
How about everyone else? Are you guys having fun?
Yes.
How many of you have worked with alpacas before?
Once. Every day.
Every day. What's your name?
Violet.
So what do you like about the alpacas?
How good they are and how fluffy.
And so what do you... Oh, that one just sneezed. Does that happen sometimes?
Yes.
So what do you think the other kids are going to learn about being a handler? What are some of the key tips that you would give the other kids?
To not wear thongs around them because they'll stand on your feet, and to not be harsh around them. Listen to you.
So you have to be gentle?
Yeah.
What's this alpaca's name?
This is Felix.
What we're going to do with your helpers is we're going to walk into the next ring, and we're going to walk over some different things. We've got bridges and we've got some other stuff to do in there, and we've got some gates to open and lots of fun stuff like that. So if you all come into here.
Supervising the dozen or so primary school students being put through their paces is Louise Lazarus, who raises alpacas in Victoria. You've got some great kids going through their paces with the alpacas here.
They're doing a great job.
What is the key thing to take away from this when you're working with an alpaca?
Trust. The alpaca and the handler need to work together to get the trust. The alpaca will do nothing for them unless they have that trust.
Now, the kids have told me, they've schooled me pretty well. They say you have to be gentle and you have to be firm. Do young kids make good alpaca handlers?
Oh, yes. Yeah, look, they've all got the understanding. And these animals are so good for all ranges of kids, whether they're in special schools or agricultural schools, because they're easier to handle. If they do kick or run, they're not going to really badly hurt anyone, and that's the good thing about them.
Okay, if you guys want to come over in here, whoever doesn't have an alpaca.
What changes do you see the kids who work with alpacas?
We have teachers who have kids, especially kids on the autistic spectrum, coming up to us and saying the kids have totally changed in class, they're able to learn better. So the animals bring out something in them that they can learn better in class. So the teachers, you know, really see the difference in them.
Well done. And talk to her. Tell her what a good girl she is.
Good girl. Well done.
Well done. Now, do you think you can go up these steps?
I'm Tricia Wright. I'm at Rosemark Alpacas, just out of Biggerton.
So what inspired today's handling course?
It's to get the kids more confident. Some kids have the animals at home. A lot of these kids don't. They're just interacting with other animals.
Are they a good animal for kids to learn about animal husbandry? And
they definitely can be. You have to have a quiet animal, of course. But basically, my not-quite-two-year-old was walking an alpaca yesterday. I couldn't believe it myself, to be honest, but she was walking this alpaca yesterday all on her own with no one else helping. So it gives them confidence. You know, they learn to do something that other kids wouldn't know how to do, and it gets them outside.
Yeah. Just about everyone who's watching these kids learn to handle these alpacas has expressed some desire to own one. They are...
I don't blame them. They're an addiction.
What is the number one thing I have to bear in mind if I'm looking at an alpaca and thinking I should take that home?
Well, for one, land size, whether you've got the property to keep them, what you want them for. So if you want them as pets, you need to find a quiet one. If you want them as a guard animal, obviously you need something that's going to protect your herd. So yeah, what you want them for, what land you've got, and whether or not you can either take care of them yourself or afford to pay for someone else to do it.
And to be prepared to be that person that's always talking about alpacas?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, could you come this way now, Patrick?
Well, the time has come for me to test my skills as an alpaca handler.
Here with his hand.
So I'm handed the reins of 6-year-old Weather, Felix. Here we go.
Come along, Felix.
Go over the change of surface.
All right. Good job, Felix. Oh, handling it like a pro, Felix. Not keen on the plastic. All right. Oh, no.
Just relax this hand a bit.
This one?
Yeah, just relax.
Just relax. I'm relaxed. You relax, Felix. Come on, buddy.
Turn and face him.
Good job.
And this hand holds this lead.
Mm-hmm.
So that's on that side, this on this side. So it's the lead against the neck.
I see.
That's how you train them to go backwards. Once they're trained, you just do that. You just walk backwards.
All right. Come on, Felix. Let's go back. Back. Good job.
Beautiful.
Easy. Nice and slow. Good boy.
That's good. Now we're
good job.
Through the tunnel, Kelly.
Come on, Felix. We're going through the tunnel. Let's go. Good job.
And now we're
in the circle. Stop. Nice and square, Felix. Squarish.
Well done.
Good job.
Yeah, well done.
Thanks, Felix. Good job, mate.
He's so good.
My husband's going to be terrified that I'm going to come home with an alpaca.
Bye.